This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today that the U.S. killing, that the killing of a U.S.-based Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, was a premeditated act and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. In an address to his country's parliament, Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew to Istanbul to meet Khashoggi at the diplomatic outpost and remove the hard drive from the site's surveillance system. Now, Turkey's president says Saudi officials started planning to murder Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi days before his death, and Erdogan's comments contradicted Saudi accounts that the journalist died accidentally in a fistfight in the consulate. Saudi Arabia's energy minister Khalid Al-Falah said today that the killing of the journalist in Turkey could not be justified.
And of course the king has made it clear that there will be investigation, justice, and retribution to those responsible.
Turkish and Saudi authorities have been investigating the disappearance of Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the consulate on October the 2nd. President Donald Trump, who spoke earlier Monday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, said top U.S. officials are gathering information in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and will report to him later.
We will know very soon. We have tremendously talented people that do this stuff very well. They're coming back tonight, tomorrow, and I will know very soon. And I am not satisfied with what I've heard.
Several countries, including Germany, Britain, France, and Canada, have pressed Saudi Arabia for transparency. Jeremy Hunt is the British Foreign Secretary.
Saudi Arabia must cooperate with Turkey and conduct a full and credible investigation. Anyone found responsible for any offense must be held fully accountable.
This is VOA News. The United States on Monday raised concerns about voting irregularities in Cameroon. The same day, longtime ruler, 85-year-old Paul Biya, was declared winner in a landslide win over 70% of the vote in the October 7th ballot. Mr. Biya, who's been in power since 1982, won a seventh term despite reports of violence, fraud, and low voter turnout. President Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement. This should have been done years ago. Until people come to their senses, we have more money than anybody else by far, we'll build it up. Until they come to their senses, when they do, then we'll all be smart and we'll all stop.
His comments came as National Security Advisor John Bolton was in Moscow to discuss the matter with Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May sought to persuade skeptical members of the British Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Ms. May is seeking a final arrangement with Brussels on post-Brexit relations with the EU. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said on Tuesday morning that Willa had maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour and that the storm could weaken a little bit before making landfall. Hurricane Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific heading toward the western coast of Mexico. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria said it struck a mosque in the east on Monday, being used by the insurgent group as a command center. A coalition statement said several buildings were destroyed and several IS militants killed in the village of Sousa. Similar strike occurred on Thursday. The coalition said 12 IS fighters were killed. A member of the NATO fighting force in Afghanistan was killed and two wounded on Monday in an apparent insider attack in western Herat province. While the Taliban claimed responsibility, a NATO statement indicates the attack was carried out by a member of the Afghan security forces. The incident came just days after NATO Commander General Scott Miller escaped unhurt when a bodyguard of a provincial governor opened fire on security officials in southern Kandahar province, killing two. And two U.S. warships sailed through the Taiwan Strait Monday. Pentagon spokesman Robert Manning told reporters the USS Curtis Wilbur and the Antietam conducted what he described as a routine transit. I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.